Okay, Princess Tamalfa, are you ready with our story?
Yes, I am. And it's also from the Grimm Brothers collection. Its title is The Spindle, the Shuttle, and the Needle. And they behave very strangely in this story. Listen. There once was a girl whose father and mother died while she was still a little child. Luckily, she had a godmother who lived in a small house at the edge of the village, so the girl had someone to go live with. The godmother supported them both by spinning, weaving, and sewing. She showed the girl how to spin as well and taught her all she could about all that is good. When the girl was 15 years old, the old woman became ill and called her goddaughter to her bedside.
My dear, you have been like a daughter to me. Since my end is drawing near, I leave you this little house. It will protect you from wind and weather. I also leave you my spindle, shuttle, and needle. You can earn enough by weaving to buy food and whatever else you'll need. Come closer to me, my dear. There, let me hold you for a moment. If you preserve the love of God in your heart, all will go well with you. Never fear.
The maiden wept bitterly, but her godmother's final words stayed with her, giving comfort and hope. She was a hard-working young woman and loved living in the little house, even though she was alone. She sang and hummed all day and far into the evening, and the blessing of the good old woman was on all that she did. It seemed as if the material she used for her weaving increased of its own accord, and whenever she wove a piece of cloth or carpet, or had made a shirt, she at once found a buyer who paid her amply for it, so that she was in want of nothing and even had enough left over to share with others. At about this time, the king's son was traveling about the country looking for a bride. He'd been ordered not to choose a poor one, yet he didn't want to have a rich one, so he said,
"She shall be my wife, who is the poorest and at the same time the richest."
Soon he arrived at the village where the maiden lived and stopped to question the villagers.
"Say there, who is the richest girl in your village, and who is the poorest?"
"The richest girl is sitting over there in the doorway of her house. Do you see her?"
"Oh, yes. And the poorest?"
"The poorest lives in a small house at the end of the village, all by herself."
The prince approached the richest girl. She got up, rushed to meet him, and made a low bow. The prince looked at her, said nothing, and rode on. The girl stamped her foot in a fit of anger and ran into the house and shut the door. The prince next came to the poor girl's house. She was sitting in her little room at her spinning wheel, busily spinning. The prince stared through the window at the girl working. A moment later, she looked up, and when she saw that the prince was watching her, she blushed all over her face. Then she lowered her eyes and continued spinning until the king's son had ridden away again. After he had left, she jumped up and ran to the window.
"Oh, dear, he's gone. Did I scare him away?"
She looked after him until she could no longer see the white feathers in his hat.
"Well, I'll never see him again, I'm sure."
Then she sat down to work again on her spinning, the memory of the prince's handsome face remaining before her. Before long, a saying of her godmother's came into her mind, and she sang the words to herself.
"Spindle, my spindle, run them away, and bring to my house the prince I do pray."
To the maiden's amazement, the spindle sprang out of her hand in an instant and bolted out the door. She jumped up and looked after it, and there it was, dancing and bobbing merrily into the open country, with a shining golden thread following behind. It wasn't long before it had vanished completely from her sight. Since she now had no spindle, the girl took the weaver's shuttle in her hand, sat down at her loom, and began to weave. Meanwhile, the spindle danced continually onwards, and just as the golden thread ended, it reached the prince.
"What is this? A spindle urging me to follow it? I wonder where the thread will lead me."
Being a curious fellow, the prince turned his horse about and followed the golden thread. While the prince was following the thread, the girl was in her house, sitting at her work and singing.
Shuttle, my shuttle, weave well this day, and guide the prince to me, I do pray.
Immediately the shuttle leaped from her hand and out the door. Right at the entrance, however, it began to weave a carpet that was more beautiful than anything she had ever seen. Lilies and roses blossomed on both sides of it, and in the center there was golden ground where green branches grew. Under the branches were squirrels and rabbits, and deer stretched their heads through the leaves above them. It was a little paradise. The shuttle continued to leap here and there, with new life appearing wherever it landed. The girl once again sat down to sew. She held the needle in her hand and she sang,
Needle, my needle, sharp pointed and fine, prepare for the prince this house of mine.
Then the needle leaped out of her fingers. It flitted about the room as quick as lightning, covering tables and benches with green cloth and the chairs with velvet. It even hung the windows with silken curtains.
I can't believe what I'm seeing. My poor little house is being changed into a place fit for a princess. And my, there's the prince coming up the walkway on his horse.
And so he was, still following the golden thread that had brought him there. When he reached the doorway, he got off his horse and stepped over the carpet into the house. The maiden stood before him in her poor patched clothes, but she shone out from within them as brilliantly as the golden thread.
I realize that you are the poorest and also the richest. Will you be my bride?
The maiden, overcome with joy, could not speak, so she offered her hand instead. He led her to his horse, helped her on, and together they rode to the royal castle. There they were married, but they frequently returned to the little house at the edge of the village, where the spindle, shuttle, and needle were waiting to be called on again.